Until 1882, when Congress passed the first general immigration law, there were no substantial limitations on who could enter the country. But as the tide of immigrants continued to rise, both federal officials and the public grew concerned about the health and fitness of the thousands of aliens landing on our shores.
There was a concern that the United States would become the hospital, the great hospital of the nations of the earth, or, worse yet, perhaps, the poorhouse of the nations of the earth. And so the United States decided that immigration was such an important matter, it wanted to assume the responsibility of counting, interrogating, and medically inspecting immigrants coming to this country.
The first Comprehensive Immigration Act establishes categories of exclusion. So health becomes a condition for exclusion. Past history in terms of criminality, moral behavior is a condition for exclusion. Anyone who's suspected of being a political radical. In short, the categories of exclusion become a way of siphoning off from the immigrant population those people that the country perceives as being dangerous.
Throughout the years of Ellis Island's operation, more immigration laws were passed, further restricting the influx of foreigners.
There was a kind of a fixation on disease as being something that immigrants brought in. We had sort of this idea of eugenics. Only healthy people should come in, only healthy people should have babies, that sort of thing. And that was really very much of a fixation, and Ellis Island sort of represented that.
It managed to keep our labor force healthy and free of disease by sorting out people who were sick. It stood always as a kind of warning to people who might want to engage in anarchistic activity, that they could be caught in the hands of the inspectors. So it was a kind of deterrent to those kinds of individuals.
Our intent had never been just to keep people out, but to admit them while assuring ourselves that they wouldn't present a threat to the health of Americans or the charity of Americans, that they wouldn't become a burden to American communities. And insofar as Ellis Island was the first stop and a place to look at the immigrants, to question, to detain, in some cases to reject, but mostly to admit, I think it did work.